This is really about bringing the African-American community together with the racing community. And this is called the Irby Racing School Grand Prix with Kyle Larson and friends. So this wouldn't have happened without him. And no question about it, this is definitely the biggest motorsports event in the city limits of Philadelphia in history.
720 WGN, excited to have on the line one of NASCAR's biggest and brightest stars, Cup Series champion, newly minted ESPY Driver of the Year, and of course the driver of the number 5 Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports, the one and only Kyle Larson.
How are you?
Good, good. We're also welcoming in Anthony Martin, driving force behind the Urban Youth Racing School and host for one of the biggest star-studded races ever for the city of Philadelphia with the Grand Prix coming up. So, Anthony Martin, welcome back to WGN.
Thank you for having me. Extremely excited to be here.
Wow, there is so much. It's almost too much excitement. I don't know. Look, Kyle, he's always on the edge. He's living a life of nonstop excitement. But with the win last night and, of course, coming up tomorrow with the Grand Prix, it's going to be great. So, Anthony, before we get into some of that, like, kind of set the stage, the vibe. This has never happened in Philadelphia. It's big.
Not at this level. Not at this level. To have all the drivers coming in. Obviously, Kyle orchestrated that for sure. You know, this is called the Irby Racing School Grand Prix with Kyle Larson and friends. So this wouldn't have happened without him. And no question about it, this is definitely the biggest motorsports event in the city limits of Philadelphia in history. And I'm not exaggerating about it even a little bit. So we're really excited about it for sure. A lot of folks are actually going to be coming out to support us. And you know, not just drivers, but other celebrities too that will be a part of this. So this is really about bringing the African-American community together with the racing community. And we're really excited, and we think that this is going to be big time for sure. So, yeah, tomorrow's going to be a big day.
A bunch of teachable moments and helping out on the education side. And so, Kyle, a lot of times drivers are asked, you know, they're asked, hey, if you weren't a super successful world-famous race car driver, what would you be doing? And you get answers like, I'd be working the window at Sonic, or Dale Jr. said he'd be changing oil at the dealership. We don't have to put you on the spot, but talk about this, the support. Obviously, there's fun and racing built into it and in the schools, but there's that higher purpose of building in the STEM education, you know, so you're preparing people with life skills outside of the track too.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's what Anthony and Michelle do at the Urban Youth Racing School is great. You're introducing these kids to motorsports, and I'm just glad that I could be a part of it in the last handful of years now. And Anthony and Michelle have been a great part of my career now. And yeah, getting to know these kids more, getting to see their excitement about racing has been pretty neat. And I look forward to seeing them all again tomorrow.
So, Kyle, Anthony mentioned you're wrangling up some of your racing friends and everything like that, and for a great cause. Obviously, it's going to be a lot of fun, but when drivers are on the track, it gets competitive. For you, as such a great partner of the Urban Youth Racing School, is there any extra pressure on you? You know, not only to do well, but obviously beat and dominate your opponents.
I don't know. I think for me, it's just all about kind of having fun and you know, being there for the kids and trying to support Anthony and Michelle. So I'm sure, though, once we get out there racing with my friends and competitors, I'm sure we'll get competitive and get the competitive juices flowing and want to beat them. But as of right now, the day before, it's just all about fun.
Anthony, look at this. Okay, so, you know, there's some untapped talent. You know that in the city of Philadelphia. There are great rising stars in racing, or could be stars, that we have not discovered yet. So we know about the drivers on the track, but you guys have engaged local celebrities, media personalities, some other sports figures, right, maybe with the NBA team or maybe the Eagles. Talk a little bit about how the excitement of the racing and the drivers has brought in other people to get involved.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, because in fact, you know, we have, you know who Wallow is? So he's a very popular guy here in the city of Philadelphia. So he's actually racing along with Will Parson, the New York Jets, and some other celebrities. So, nice. You know, having these guys as being a part of it, you know, is really, really cool because they see these drivers coming in like Kyle actually doing this. This inspires them to want to be a part. Say, you know, what is this really about? So, yeah, it's actually inspired them to be a part of it and actually coming together. And the other cool thing is the fact that they can actually say now, I raced against Kyle Larson. I raced against this guy, whatever it might be, too. So that's cool, too. But again, at the end of the day, it's really about fundraising for the racing school. So we're all coming together to make the racing school bigger and better and continue to have it work. Because, you know, the program is free for the kids.
Yep.
You know, and most people don't know that. They don't pay for this, man. So, you know, we're always fundraising. So this is important, man. So, no, it's great to have the other celebrities as being a part of it. But I think that one of the reasons why they're involved in it is because they're intrigued to actually be on the track with Kyle and the guys also.
But you look at that big higher purpose, right, that impact in the classroom and what you're doing for the kids as well, and it's awesome to have exciting things happen, and that's that conversation starter. But you know what it all leads to, that fundraising awareness and all that for the program, not only so you can do more of what it is that you're doing in Philadelphia, but maybe even in other places. The first time I got a chance to talk with Michelle, one of the things I asked is because we're here based in Chicago, we have a lot of sports fans, a lot like Philadelphia in a bunch of different ways. Not a ton of racing happening in the city limits, but huge sports fans and just so many great people that are passionate about stuff. Kyle, I wanted to ask you, you know, we had the big announcement yesterday, first street course race in Chicago, first street course race for NASCAR, the Cup Series ever, right? And it's going to happen next year in Chicago. This would be a great time, just putting it out there, for maybe next year to have a Grand Prix for a Chicago-based, at least extension, or maybe an exhibition for Urban Youth Racing School.
Yeah, no, that'd be neat, and yeah, definitely exciting news for NASCAR and the city of Chicago bringing a street course race to the series. So I know there will probably be a lot of events going on that week, and I look forward to it. It should be fun all week long, and hopefully capped off with an exciting race.
Yeah, well, it's great. And so, Kyle, hats off to you, not only for all the success on the track, obviously that, but paying it forward in a bunch of ways, working and supporting great causes. And Anthony, you and Michelle, and I talked with Patty Jackson, legendary broadcaster there. You guys are really a driving force in a bunch of ways. And I love that when people are making things happen that would never happen otherwise. And so the way that you've been able to shine a spotlight on this, and Kyle obviously helping to amplify, right, and brighten that light with all your friends in racing as well, it's just so cool to see. So thanks, guys, for everything you're doing. So Anthony, if you want to, you know, more information for people to get in on this, I don't know if tickets are still available, but certainly they can learn what's going on and support the school.
Absolutely. So the event is free itself, you know, for sure, but they can go to our website at urs.com, which will give them more information on the Grand Prix. But listen, everyone is welcome for sure. It's going to be a hot day tomorrow, no question about it. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's really going to be more about exposure, you know, exposing everyone to you know what we do, and exposing them more to racing and things like that. So no, it's going to be really exciting tomorrow. But yeah, if you want more information, go to urs.com and you'll be able to receive it there.
Yeah, we'll have links up at wgnradio.com. Kyle, we'll let you get back to it. Got to prep, obviously, for the race. You want to be able to win. And then, of course, you got Pocono coming up as well. And Anthony, I know you're in the middle of the storm, right, trying to make this even bigger and just certainly that bright event that it is going to be tomorrow and for the future. So thanks, guys, for everything you're doing for racing, for the kids, for all that stuff. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks a lot.